It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Steve Martin, the Executive Director of AFAN, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. Steve, is AFAN once again a part of this year's Nebraska Pork Expo, which is coming up in mid-July?
We are. This will be our fourth year, I believe, in York at the Holtus Center. And yeah, we organize it. We put it together. Partner with Nebraska Pork Producers Association and Nebraska Department of Ag and the York Economic Development Corporation.
All right. So the expo itself is coming up on Wednesday, July 17th, again at the Holthus in York. Maybe we can go and talk about one of the breakout sessions. Actually, it's a lunchtime presentation, you said. Particularly exciting. This is going to be interesting. Tell us, what have you got planned for that keynote presentation in the middle of the day?
We have a session where we're going to talk about gene editing in pork, in the pork industry, and they're using CRISPR technology, which is technology where they can turn genes on and off, so they're not actually adding anything to the DNA of the animals. They're simply taking what's already there and flipping a switch, and what they're finding is that they can control some of the resistance to diseases in the big picture. That helps a lot with animal health, also helps with just mortality with the animals, so a lot more of the pigs are going to live.
All right, so again, we'll see that over the noon hour, or short after lunch, I should say. And there are breakout sessions throughout the day at the Nebraska Pork Expo. Steve, can you quick highlight what are the topics that are going to be hit on throughout the day?
You know, we've got a number of topics, but it's really geared around a pork producer and the things, the tools that they can learn to help them run their business better, be more efficient, more profitable, ultimately. So there's breakout sessions on financial tools. There's also a breakout on some hedging and just risk management. We've also got a group of veterinarians that are going to be talking about the latest things they're working on with how to treat diseases, how to manage pigs better. We've got a breakout that's looking at policies. So, you know, we don't always talk a lot about policies, but, you know, state, federal policies from the Farm Bill to, you know, property tax relief is all things that impact a pork producer.
And you talk about just understanding what is the state of the industry. I think it's interesting that first keynote speaker that you have, Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services of America, just understanding where are we at in the economy and what not only is production dealing with, but what is, what are consumers dealing with too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Matt's going to talk about really the big picture of where we are with the pork industry. And, you know, pork's been pretty tough the last year and a half, 2 years. You know, it's a cyclical thing. It's looking a little bit better right now, some better export demands. But, you know, from that consumer side of things, what are the sort of things that he's seeing as trends, and what can we expect in the future? So that's always interesting to know, at least from one idea, one seat, what to expect for the future, for the outcomes.
Yep, that's how things are going to get started there. The morning of August 17th is that economic outlook, a number of breakout sessions, the lunch, the annual meeting of the Nebraska Pork Producers takes place in the noon hour, and then, like you said, that featured presentation on the CRISPR technology, social hour, raffle at the end of the day. If folks would like to take part in the Nebraska Pork Expo, Steve, do they need to register? How do they do that?
We like them to register, and that's really just for the meal count so that we have adequate food, but they can go to our website, becomeafan.org, and you'll see on the events tab the list for the event and all the information to register. We kick off at 8 o'clock with breakfast, and we wrap up about 4:30, 5 o'clock with some snacks and social hour.
Thank you very much. Again, Steve Martin, the executive director of AFAN. The Nebraska Pork Expo is July 17th, Holthus Convention Center, York. Again, becomeafan.org to register. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call the home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675. Check out the website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.